Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul.
What's going on, Gospel Soul family? I want to let you know I'm sorry about the broadcast last night. I wish it would have been more clear. So what I have done, in case you are looking for it, I deleted it from my archives. So I'm sorry about that. Next time we do coverage, I will make sure that we are indeed covering an event that's a concert like I said it was. So I want y'all to know that. I don't like to make you think that that is not what we are doing. So, today we are discussing you are not the Father. And I know a lot of you are saying, what is she talking about? I'm talking about those people that feel like they are judge and jury and that the buck stops with them. I'm here to let you know that God is in control and the reason for everything. And when he says a thing, then that's the end of it. So, you are not the Father. I know some of y'all thought there was going to be a baby daddy show or a baby mama show. Sorry. It is not that type of party. Now, if you want to talk about worshiping idol gods, and you need to give them a DNA test to stay out of the blood of Jesus, I say it again, you are not the Father. And you're listening to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. And before we get started, we want to let you know about our local forecast. Right here in Houston, Texas, I always tell you, it is hot, hot, hot. The sun has not let us down again today right here in Houston, Texas. Heat advisory in effect until 8 p.m. Central Time. All right, now, for your weather tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy, 11 up to 70, south winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, it's going to be partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-90s, southeast winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms early in the evening, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms midnight, lows in the upper 70s, south winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-90s, south winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low in the upper 70s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tune in on Monday, amen. We love to give the forecast here, and it is Weatherberg. So if you want to get Weatherberg right here in Houston, Texas, hey, handle your business. This is a 60-minute show today, and we have my friend on the line from Arkansas. He has completed a whole week, praise God, right here on My Gospel Show. So let's see what he's talking about. What's up, CD?
What's up, JJ? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Just doing my show, you know. Just finished with my weather report. You want to tell us how it looks in Arkansas?
Yeah, I can do that. You know, it's no longer going outside checking the weather, put my finger in my mouth and stick it in the air, checking where the wind blows. I can actually tell you what's going on today with the Weatherbug report. And tonight we'll have partly cloudy skies, lows in the lower 70s. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour in the evening, but coming south after midnight. Saturday morning, mostly sunny, highs in the mid 90s. South winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Heat index, watch out, y'all, 100 to 102 in the afternoon. It's going to be like you, hot.
Come on.
Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. Southeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour in the evening, becoming south after midnight. Sunday morning, when you go get your prayers on, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms during the day. So, you know, y'all might want to take an umbrella if y'all go in y'all church, wherever y'all go. Highs in the lower 90s, south winds, 5 miles per hour in the morning. Increasing 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Chance of rain, 20%. At night, after you got your worship on, your stomach all full with food. Partly cloudy in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy at night. Slightly chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 70s. Chance of rain, 20%. And this has been your evening forecast brought to you by Weatherbug. Back to you.
All right. Now, we have to keep y'all informed, not just of Houston, Texas, but when you got an opportunity to know what's going on all around the world, we want to keep you informed as much as we can. So, today's topic, CD, is You Are Not the Father. How do you feel about that topic?
Mark Pope just text me. I was just playing. And said, Christina, his topics. As funny as this may sound, that is true. I mean, there are a lot of folks who claim to be their father. They are not, claim they're not the father, and they are. You know, I was watching Moria the other day, and I just had to bust out laughing because at the end of the show, he had a thing called, if you know someone who has four or more babies, there are not, in the clinic, not to be the children's father, give us a call at 1-800-MOI, whatever that stuff is. I just bust out laughing. My stepfather.
So, you know, okay, go ahead.
My stepfather has four kids.
Mm-hmm.
Me, a brother, our other brother, and our youngest sister. And he claimed that he wanted to be there for us, but we can't tell. So it just made me tickle pink to say, okay, he is not my real father. He's not. Okay, well, you know what? It's all good. I'm going to give Moria a call and say, hey, I got some of this in mind.
You need to
call it. Well,
we're not talking about Moria today. We're talking about the people of God who think that they can put themselves in a position to say what is God and what is not God. You know, so that's the part we're talking about. How you are not God.
Right on.
Oh, there's a lot of people today that really think that if God didn't run it by them, then it's not to be. And you know, the self-righteous complex that means that you think that the sun rises and sets when you get up. You know, so that's what we're going to be talking about. Have you ever experienced? CD, a question for you. Have you ever experienced people that thought that they were they have the last word, and if God didn't tell them, then it ain't really real, and all this kind of stuff, you know. Have you ever experienced that? I know you have. I just want you to tell us about it.
Yeah, I've experienced that plus some. Like yesterday, I talked about old what's-her-face. I mean, some people just don't think that God does not have the last word, and he does. So, they think they are.
We're going to get into our topic. Now,
how's this?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
All right. We're going to get into our topic today. And the reason that God brought this to my attention is because I remember when I first joined the ministry and not joined the body of Christ, but I'm talking about joining the workers that get out into the vineyard. That's what I'm talking about. I remember people saying stuff like, God didn't call you to do this, or you ain't, God didn't call you to do nothing, and God ain't told me that, I don't see that, you know, and all these different things, especially when God called me to pastor. Now, a lot of people need to understand what pastoring is, and they need to understand what preaching is, you know, and preaching is making plain the word of God. They didn't say he didn't call me to pastor, they said he didn't call me to preach. I think a lot of people's philosophy on life needs to be checked. Philosophy on serving God needs to be checked, because when you make up your own rules as you go and then try to take the word and apply it to the rules you make for your life, then you are in rebellion. You are in a very bad position. You're in a very bad position. So that's what we are doing today. We want you to check your spirit. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. You're on a path that is not going to end up too good, self-righteousness. We talk about it a lot here on the show, because in our show, it's your service to God or is it to yourself. We talk a lot about that, because sometimes people get carried away and they think that they, I heard an evangelist say, they think they want God into the building. God don't get there till they get there. You know, and they have that complex about themselves, and it's a very dangerous place to be, because if God gives you up to a reprobate mind, you're in a very bad place. That means that you think that what you're doing is right, and God don't stop you. He don't stop you. He don't send rebuke. He don't send reproof. He lets you stay in that state. And I pray for those people that are there, because it's no telling when God will begin to talk to you again, when God will begin to show you your ways. It's kind of like if somebody comes out the house, like a woman comes out the room and her skirt is stuck in the back of her underwear. Nobody ever tells her, but she thinks that she has it going on, and she's walking and with this embarrassing thing going on, and nobody stops to tell her what's going on. And I like to refer to this a lot, because people, they are your friends. They won't tell you. They won't tell you you're in rebellion. They won't tell you that's not God. They won't tell you nothing. They continue to just watch you walk in this arrogance, in this self-righteousness, in this judgment, which that's why God brought it to my mind. You are not the Father. You are not the one that calls people to do the work of God. He does that, and he doesn't need your help. I'm reminded of what he told Job. Did I consult you when I put the stars in the sky? Could I ask, you know, were you there, you know? And a lot of people need, were you there when God made, I like to say this part, separated the firmament from the firmament? Do you even know what I'm talking about, praise God? But were you there? No, the Holy Spirit was, praise God. It is for God and the Holy Spirit to speak these things into existence. God spoke, the Holy Spirit moved. So I'm really praying for those that are walking around with this type of spirit, because, first of all, it's damaging to the house, to the body of Christ, because a lot of babes in Christ, they are hungry and they're thirsting after righteousness. And if the only example they have is someone who is caught up in themselves and believe that they are right, and they don't take rebuke or reproof or they can't take advice or anything from anybody because they believe that they have arrived. And then you have, and those in Christ are seeing this. I believe that is a very dangerous place to put yourself, because you're going to be held accountable for each soul that takes on their self-righteous path. And today on My Gospel Soul, I just want everybody to reflect. And I know I have been doing a lot of that with this month. With last month, I did a lot of that because I am concerned about how we are carrying ourselves in front of God's people, you know, in front of the babies, amen, come to Christ. And some people haven't heard babes in Christ in so long, so they just don't even, you know, they're not winning, so they're not doing it. So when you start talking about the babes in Christ, that's foreign to them because they have laid down that part of God's service. But anyway, what I want you to understand is God is looking down upon us, and he sees the abuse. He sees that you didn't got lifted and puffed up in yourself, you know, and it's my responsibility as a woman of God, praise God, as a minister, pastor, or whatever y'all want to call me, just as a child of the living God, to give warning about this. I'm not judging you because the Word of God is judging you. The Word of God is the judge. But I'm just here to make it plain and let you know that if you are walking in this type of spirit, praise God, you need to give up. You need to give it up. You give it up because I'm telling you, the end of this path is nothing but destruction. It's nothing but destruction. And then to think about the people that's suffering, that's going to suffer when you are revealed or when you wake up out of that foolish state, because that's what it is foolishness. When you wake up out of that foolish state and the people that followed you and preached your philosophy, not the word of God, but your philosophy, they wake up from that thing, you don't even know if they're going to stand or fall. And their blood is on your hands. Their blood is on your hands. After you know, caused this man or woman of God, and their Hall of Fame, because I could imagine if it's a pastor, you know, if it's a pastor or apostle and they're walking, and a lot of pastors and apostles don't believe anybody can tell them anything, you know, and that's dangerous in itself, because nobody is too high that they can't be corrected, that they can't learn, you know. But if your ministry has taken a turn into self-righteousness, if you have taken a turn into self-righteousness, you know, this is the mirror. The mirror is the Word of God. And if God didn't love you, he wouldn't let the mirror, he wouldn't place the mirror in front of your face. You're listening to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson and my friend T.D. He likes to just sit there and listen. He'll come in from time to time. But we're talking about you are not the Father, but we are talking about the Father in heaven. So we want you to stay tuned. When we come back from this commercial, we'll be talking more about you are not the Father on My Gospel Soul.
Hey, y'all. It's your host with the most, Janice Jackson. Want to get in touch with me? You can find me on Facebook. That's facebook.com/ Janice Jackson. Be my friend. Twitter.com/ Boomice. That's BOOMICESTER. Follow me. I don't mind. MySpace.com/ Heal the Land Crusade. Be my friend. Send me an invite. You can be my friend because I would love to be yours. You can even email me at PastorJ.Jackson@live.com. Email me your comment or your question and let us know what you think about what we discuss on My Gospel Soul. Every day at 4 p.m. Central Time. You don't want to miss it. Oh, yeah, and by the way, stay true to your Gospel Soul.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Gospel Soul, where the topic today is, you are not the father. You are not the judge and the jury. You are not, praise God, the one that calls us into ministry. You are not. So who are you to crush somebody's dream? Who are you to go to and fro, praise God? Oh, I think I said that, to and fro. Hallelujah. Who are you to go to and fro? Speaking ill things about different ministers, praise God. Because even if a minister falls, praise God, he should be restored back to the ministry. It says if your brother falls, that you should restore him. And we are not doing that. We are not doing that for the men and women of God. I have ran into some ministers who have lost their way, and some apostles and preachers that have lost their way. But it's not my job to say they shouldn't be preaching the word. It's my job to say repent. Life right, praise God, so God can continue to use you, praise God. You don't want to get to a place where God will openly rebuke you. Oh, yes, he will. Publicly embarrass you. If he has warned you, he has told you to get this thing right, you still haven't done it, praise God, because you think that you are getting away with something, let me tell you something. And you should know as a man or woman of God that you aren't getting away with anything. You ought to know that it's going to catch up with you. You know, we've seen it over the years as preachers and pastors. We've seen it over the years. You've seen people reveal. Come on, I don't have to call names and all of that so people can say, yeah, uh-huh, that's right. You know what I'm talking about. You know that you have started your life on a path that is unrighteous, and all it takes for you to do is to repent and be godly, sorry. Then I need for you to do that just for me, because if you are under the sound of my voice, a responsibility to tell you the truth about your actions. And God is not pleased. He is not pleased, you know. And, you know, I'm not your mother, I'm not your father. That's the point. You know what I mean? Your daddy is sugarcoat stuff with you know, especially when they think, oh, my son is the great apostle so-and-so. And before you know it, when you mess up, they still won't tell you about it because they're caught up in the glamour. They're caught up in the, in people singing your praises instead of the praises of the living God. And so, but hey, like I say, I'm not your mama or your daddy. I'm going to tell you straight up truth. And if you don't get your life right with God, you go, let me tell you something. When he started revealing, see, it's always a warning before destruction. It's always a warning before destruction. Because God knows the knows us human beings. What do we like to do? We like to say, oh, well, I didn't know. Oh, well, I had no idea. That's why I send the prophets. That's why the Lord sent the prophets to let you know that he sees you and your sins have separated you, you know. So if I were you, you know, this could be wise. I mean, considered wise, praise God. And to just be considered a lover of God, amen, I would get my stuff together. I mean, I would just get my stuff together, get my life right, so that God can continue to use me, because that's really what we give our life to the Lord for. We don't give our life to the Lord to just to be known, to, for people to give us accolades and for people to say, oh, yeah, she did that. You know, even though we do that, you know, some of us, our intentions in doing that is to encourage you. People can't even handle that type of encouragement. They get the big head, and people begin to, they begin to treat people like, you don't want to talk to you because they are the great apostle, Yoko Bobo or whatever, and then you next thing you know, you got to make an appointment, and they got to trick their schedule, and all you wanted was some prayer. All you wanted was just some prayer. But, hey, they were too busy. They had other things to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Last night, I was in my room. I had put my phone up to the charger. Praise God. I was in my room, I had plugged my phone up to the charger. And I was asking God, I said, God, we need a recharge every now and then. He said, that's all I want you to tell the people. Tell the people we need to be, we'll go so long and so far, praise God, and we never get recharged. What I mean by that, we'll go so long till we get caught up in ourselves. We'll be thinking that we're doing it at our own might and our own might and our own speed. And then you may say, you know, we run out. And I know when my phone battery run down, it cuts off. Now, it warns me. It beats a couple of times. It beat. And it's saying, I need a charger. You need to put me on the charger. It'll beat. And then it'll beep again. Then one day, I'll be talking. And it'll cut off. It'll cut straight off right in the middle of my conversation. Praise God. And I'm telling you right now, that's exactly how I was on this. If you're not getting rejuvenated, praise God, you mess around and be out there without your charger. Oh, now that's a word. I can preach that one. CD, how'd you like that one? That was good, wasn't it? Mess around. Hallelujah. And be out there without your charger. And watch what happens. Watch what will happen. I know I'd be in a serious conversation, so I'd be serious. Hallelujah. And before I didn't listen to the beat, and I'm thinking, I can make it. I can make it. Then I even got as far as to tell the folks, and my friends know what I'm saying. When you tell your friend, girl, if it hang up, it just needs to be charged, I'll call you back. Praise God. No. That ain't how I work with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That ain't how I work with God. You need to take the charger with you where you go. Because it ain't about you. It's about God. Praise God. You can't make it without that charge. What you think about that, CD?
You can't. And the charge is really a powerful reflect about how we give God His acknowledgement. We got to acknowledge God in all things that we do. Because sometimes, no, excuse me, all the times when we go through things, we ain't going through by ourselves. When we may feel like we are by ourselves, but we're not by ourselves. We tend to forget that.
Yeah.
So, He had to have a charge through the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that he will not leave us nor forsake us.
Oh, no, he won't, he won't, he won't. I like that, I like that. Go ahead, I'm listening.
there's an old song. It's a real, real old song. I can't hear it right now, but I would say it. But the base of this song was basically talking about you're here, but you're not here. The OJs, that's it. Your body is here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town. That's what God is saying to us. God is saying, your body is here with me, but where's your mind at?
Where is your mind? Where is your soul? I like that. I like that. Go ahead. I'm listening.
That's the sermon right there. The sermon today, where your mind at?
Because you are not the Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are not the Father, man of God. You are not the Father, woman of God. And you have to realize that you need a recharge every now and then. You need somebody that you can go and sit at their church and get the word. You need somebody that will tell you about your nonsense, tell you about yourself. We like to say, you know how black folk like to say, tell you about your mess. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you the real deal, Holy Spirit, about how you carry in yourself. And a lot of us, we don't want to hear it. But I know a wise man seeks godly counsel, wise counsel. That's how you become wise, praise God. Hallelujah. But a fool, praise God, to hear themselves talk. Fool, if he rambling on, praise God. I heard, you know, and people say it all the time, you know a fool, praise God, when he opened his mouth, praise God. Praise God. And that's the truth. You know, for when they open their mouth, if you really don't know somebody, let's just listen to them for a little while. Listen to them talk. It might sound good right now, but I promise you, if you just give them a minute, you're going to find out who you really, really dealing with. Especially somebody that got a judgment against everybody. Got a problem with everybody. Got a problem with what everybody do, you know. And then they just write all the time. You never hear them say anything about themselves. Praise God. You know, but got a problem with everything that everybody do, like as though they are right 24/7. You're tuning into My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson and my friend C.D. We're in the house talking about you are not the Father. We're talking about how people take on a self-righteous path and don't try to get it corrected. How people go so long in God, but then they get off track, but they don't get recharged. They don't get refilled, praise God. That's what we're talking about right here on My Gospel Soul. And when we come back, we're going to tackle this issue just a little bit more. And this is Dying to Live by Ellie Will from Louisiana. Tell me a little bit right here on My Gospel Phone.
My uncle set on fire and one stabbed in the heart. I ain't gonna tell you everything. This is only a taste of the generational curses that was thrown in my face. But that morning, leaving the club, I stumbled into the church, and God revealed to me that my future wasn't in a hurt. And the seed of life was sown from my grandmother's into my parents and into me, my sister and brothers. And now I'm living to die, and I had to die to love. Yeah, I'm living to die. The way that I am, but I know I am whoever Christ say that I am. And since Christ lived my life, is no more drug abusion. I was reincarnated and had a blood transfusion. It was self-explanatory, no need for forensics. We killed all these sins, cause the debt was repentance. Not to mention only soldiers live this life. Proclaim and not be ashamed when trials come, I'll be alright. I'll prove it's heartbreaking, it's heart shaping all at the same time. No matter what this world says, I'ma stand for mine. Win souls and make disciples, that's what the Bible told me. God is perfect in my weakness, these storms can't hold me. I'm living to die, and I had to die to love. Yeah, I'm living to die.
That's real, that's real. Dying to live, that's real. Now, the reason why I played that is because in order to serve God, see, we have to understand something. We got to die. We got to die, amen. Our flesh got to be put under subjection. We got to die to what we think, our philosophy and what we feel. We got to die to that, man. We got to understand that God is in control, praise God. That's a part of having faith, praise God. Like some people say, well, I ain't answer the call because I don't know. When I answer the call, what I'm going to do? Just answer it first. You know, answer the call first, praise God. And then God's going to teach you through his word, praise God, through submitting, praise God. First, you got to understand that it ain't your way. It is not your way, praise God. You know, it's sad, like we were talking about earlier. It is sad that if some people running around thinking, all the answers. You don't have all the answers. Praise God. You don't have all the answers. And if your mama won't tell you, I'll tell you. If your daddy won't tell you, I'll tell you. Well, daddy's mostly, they really tell you, praise God. If it's mamas that tend to want to just let things just slip through the cracks or whatever. But, you know, and there's some women that's stronger than the husbands, you know, in that area, praise God, of discipline or telling the truth, because, you know, you have to be able to tell that person that you love the truth, you know, and so dying to live, I mean, you got to die. You got to die to your flesh, praise God. You got to die to your old way, praise God. You can't take your old habits and keep them and just stamp Jesus' name on it. You can't do that. That is not what God has ordained for his word and for his children. You just going to keep doing what you do now. Now, you know, I'm a fan of rap, praise God. But even rappers know that when you give your life to the Lord, amen, it's about God. It's about God. It's not about your name. You're trying to get your name out there. You want a lot of people saying, calling your name and all this kind of stuff. Praise God. You gotta come into the knowledge of him and realize it ain't about you. It ain't about you. You know. But it's sad. Like I say, you're gonna come to that gate. You know, you're gonna tell the Lord, did not cast out demons in your name. You're gonna call yourself, gonna confront him. Did not cast out demons in your name. Did not set the captives free in your name. Did not testify and evangelize in your name. And he's gonna say, depart from me. I don't know you. I don't know you. There's somebody that your testimony wanted Christ, go walk through the gate, and you're going to be sitting there saying, right there, Lord. That cousin right there was a part of the revival. I remember him. But the Lord said he was dignified. He was caught up to yourself when he was preaching them sermons like that. He was caught up to yourself, but they were serious. They was real about what they were doing. They was real about the commitment and the stuff that they took to get their lives right with God. You know? But you won't cut it. And God don't listen up, because see, you're going to start telling the Lord what you have done in his name. And see, and he's going to let you know that's the point. You think it's about you. And it is not about you. Praise God. You are not the Father. You are not the one that gives the faith or gives the word. You are not the one, man. Amen. And God has helped me on this thing about vessels for years, you know, to where I collect bottles of oil and pray over them and pray that they be used for the gospel and healing and deliverance. And so one day I had a visit, amen, from someone, and I was ministering about to them about that bottle, and God showed it to me so plain about that bottle of oil. See, it ain't about the bottle, see? But the bottle is dressed up, praise God, is dressed up, is shipped, is purchased, so that the person that purchased it can get their hands on what's in the bottle, not the bottle itself. Because when the oil is gone out that bottle, praise God, you better believe they're gonna discard it, praise God. But what keeps that bottle around, praise God, what keeps that bottle of some value is what's in it. Now, if you ever get in a position where you start feeling like that it's about the bottle and not the oil, you need to check yourself. It's about, you know, of course, yes, the bottle has to be attractive, you know, and people have to look at it, you know. It brings the attention to the Bible, praise God. But that's why God made us the way that he did, praise God. That's why he gave us a sense of style. I tell people that God is an interior decorator, praise God. But he was also, praise God, a fashion designer, praise God. He dressed everyone up, praise God, in the Old Testament. If you recollect like they say, if you go back and you realize that God dressed, he decorated the temple. He decorated the temple, praise God. He dressed Aaron, praise God. Oh, yes, he did, praise God. And no, he don't want us to walk around looking no any kind of way, but where you make the mistake of is that thinking that it's you, praise God. You have arrived. You are the one, praise God. You walk in and you got the entourage of people behind you, kind of like them people do on these award shows, praise God, like the world do. Got their whole family on the stage. I don't think there ain't no wrong with it. Praise God, but I'm talking about in Christ. You walk in, praise God, then your whole the whole entourage is with you, praise God. People are up against you, praise God. They don't walk. You got them to where don't let nobody touch me because the anointing will come off of me if somebody touch me. The anointing will come. And all this kind of stuff. It'll come from me and all this kind of stuff, man. You ain't approachable. You are not approachable. Yeah, some people got bad intentions when they walk up and touch you. But, I mean, come on. Come on now. Be careful. Because it is easy to get caught up in yourself. It is so easy. So, you're listening to My Gospel Soul, and the topic that we are talking about is, if you're just tuning in, We're talking about you are not the fault. You are not, you have to keep yourself in check. You have to know, praise God, that in God, praise God, is where the power is, praise God, not in yourself, you know. And I thank God for the opportunity, amen, to even just share this topic with you, amen, because it's very serious. This is going on. And it really makes people that have not become part of the kingdom feel as though not worthy enough. They are not worthy to be a part of God's family. And we are supposed to be preaching, come as you are. God will change you when you get here. God will deal with you about whatever is the problem, you know, whatever problem you have. He'll deal with you once you get in Christ. You can't fix the problem yourself. But when you take that approach of, though, you know who God is called, or you know who this, and you know who they are, you missed it, man. And you won't call somebody to fall. You don't call somebody to turn away from God just because you think that you got the answers to everything. And you don't. You don't. Praise God. I love to discuss this subject because it keeps me balanced, praise God. It keeps me knowing that without God, nothing in my life will be possible. Without, praise God. I had people say the meanest things to me, man. The meanest things when I was, when God was calling me to the ministry. The meanest thing, I wasn't getting advice. You know, people were not giving me the wisdom that I needed, praise God. People were not accepting me into God's family. And it was hard for me because I didn't understand what was going on until God took me to the Word and said, a prophet is not received in his own home. And I said, Lord, but do it have to be like that? He said, no, it don't have to be like that. But a lot of people feel like are preaching that it has to be like that. No, it don't have to be like that. It don't have to be like that, praise God. It don't have to be like that. God was explaining how people are. And people that see you come up out of the world, praise God, seeing you when you was out on drugs or on crack or you was homemongering and all of that, and then all of a sudden you come to them and you say that the Lord has changed your life, praise God, the first thing they do is bring your past with the blood in your face. First thing they do. Well, you used to do this. Now all of a sudden you're on the Lord's side. What you going to do next? You know, this kind of thing. And so I really, you know, I just bless God for being who he is in my life, praise God, and set my feet on a solid foundation. There's still people today that are out to just whatever chance they get to say something about me, they're saying it. But what they don't understand is I got the victory in Jesus Christ, praise God. And what God has called me to do, praise God, I have to do it, praise God. I'm commissioned to do it, praise God. I'm commissioned to do it by the Father, praise God, not by anybody else. The Lord say, not, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I did not give you the spirit of fear, praise God. So I guess I'm ministering also to those out there that are scared to come on and get the work in the gospel, man. You gotta forget what people are going to say. Because a lot of people are sitting around doing nothing because they say, well, they ain't going to receive me. You know, they ain't going to do this. They ain't going to do this. But I'm here to tell you. I am here to tell you. It don't matter. It don't matter. Because would you rather be in trouble with your mama or God? I mean, just think about it. I want you to send your comments to Pastor Trey.Jackson@live.com. But I want you to get up. And I want you to give God the place to just cut loose. And I want you to tell the Lord that you're going to do what he's called you to do. You know? I don't know how else to put that. You know, it's a serious thing when you are sitting on the gift that God has given you. Terrible thing. Praise God. Somebody had to get up and had to go out to bring you in. And you got the nerve to be sitting on somebody else's deliverance, sitting on somebody else's breakthrough, sitting on somebody else's soul, saving experience. Praise God. You got the word or the message that will set them free. And you got the nerve to be sitting on it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You know, come on. It's time to get to work. It's time to do what God has called you to do. You know, I believe in that. I believe you know, consumers say, well, I got to get this in order, and I got to get this in order, and I got to get this in order. Well, I'm crazy enough to believe, praise God, that if you just let the Lord lead you, praise God, and you let the Lord guide you, praise God, whatever you need for whatever. See, that's what I'm talking about. Whatever God calls you to do, He's going to equip you for it. He's going to equip you for it. He's not going to send you out. He's going to tell you go out there and fix that car. You ain't got no tools. Come on now. Come on now. Go out to go to school. And then he's not going to provide what you need to go to school. That's a lot from the pit of hell. You are deceived before you even get started. Not realizing that God said that you are a conqueror through Him. Praise God. Praise God. His word says, He says, every tongue that rises against you shall be condemned. Praise God. You're doing it for His glory, right? I used to work at a clothing store, and a men's clothing store. And every time I speak to my boss, I say, how you doing, Shaq? And he'd tell me, shine it for His glory. Praise God. And just now I thought about him saying that to me. Everything he do is for His glory. It's for His glory. God puts His shine on it. God's shine on it. I ain't talking about the world. I'm talking about God's shine on it. He puts His shine on it, praise God. So, hey, kick the devil in the behind. Y'all know me. I say, you got to watch me because I say anything in it. But you need to kick him in his behind and tell him to move around because God has called you to do some great and marvelous things, bottom line. And there's nothing that the devil can do about it, praise God. There's nothing the self-righteous saints of God can do about it. And you know what? I want to encourage those that have been naysaying to other saints of God. You flip that around and start encouraging some of these people that come to you and tell you that they're ready for the ministry. Why don't you just go ahead and receive them and teach them? If you think they don't know, you think they're too childish and they need to mature, why don't you raise them up in the gospel? Why don't you take on a daughter, praise God, like they say, big brothers. Why don't you get you a little brother in the ministry, praise God. They say he want to preach that word, okay, well, you teach him. We have 6 minutes before the top of the hour, praise God. And I just want y'all to know, I enjoy, amen, I enjoy ministering the word, praise God. I enjoy what the Lord brings out through me, praise God, because it's not me. And then when I go back and listen to it and listen to how God is speaking and moving in my life, I realize that if God can bring me out, praise God, and He can save me, praise God, and looking at the other elders, amen, in the church, I know that God can do it for them, and He says He has no respect to person. He can do it not just for me, but He is many others that He want to bring. He want to bring to the forefront, praise God, because all you have to have, see, you don't have to have no work experience for this, no resume for this. All you got to do is accept Jesus Christ. All you got to do is love Him with your whole heart, and He'll let you roll with Him, praise God. Or like my boy, the dude said, He'll let you ride with Him, praise God. You're listening to my gospel song, and we're talking about you are not the Father, praise God. But I want you to know, we love God here on my gospel song. That's what this show is about. A lot of people like to straddle the fence, praise God. But let me tell you something, right here on my gospel song, me and CD as well, we like to ride with God. And this is Ride With Me by Lil Dude right here on my gospel song.
Switching lanes, you can hear the words clearly through the 15. Jesus brought us by by faith that you experience of God's grace. A water for taste when the bridegroom is present in the place. We was God's enemies, made us friends by the devil and son. Jesus has been riding with us since his life has begun. This is the difference of devil's blood and die. For a righteous present, I have to stay right up because the devil is a hater lurking. Glad you cause blasphemy, but I'm already hip to the beast. Real Christians rolling deep by the devil's under my feet. In the streets cascading, praying for the one who's hated. You deserve encouraging words to change your life, but no debating. Escape from the dark side, Holy Spirit inside the ride. How you not gonna enjoy Jesus?
Bring out jealousy when they see who's riding with your world with us and is a dream spirit like a faded picture. Without the all of joy, it's all over. Jehovah will come back and tell all the sinners, I don't know ya. Eternal damnation, that's what you're facing. God wants to give you the pledges of your heart, it's amazing. Let go and let God lead you to a better life. Let go and let God show you a golden path that's right. And your life will be refined, relaxed and let the truth recline. And the Lord will take you on a journey just like mine. Looking in the rearview mirror, all my sins are past tense. Living your life without God is destruction, it don't make sense. I'm already convinced that being with the Lord is the right side. How can I ever lose when the Lord is in my ride?
Ride with me, because of my sins. Yeah, die for me, blessed, highly favored, how we roll. Still slamming Cadillac door, rolling for Jesus, ride for me, because of my sins. Yeah, die for me, blessed, highly favored, how.
And that was Ride With Me by my boy Ledoux. Let me tell you something. Y'all need to go to my website at www.webstarts.com/mygospelfoe so that y'all can hear Ledoux and his wife go for it in the gospel. I uploaded it. You need to go on there and check it out. We were at Christian Tabernacle Church. Y'all need to go check it out. Now, what do we say here? I thank y'all for tuning in. I thank CD for tuning in and giving his opinion. Praise God. We got a minute left, and I just wanted to say, hey, tune in Monday, and remember, all weekend, remember, stay tuned to your gospel phone.
How we roll, still slamming Cadillac door.
your golden path that's right. And your life will be refined. Relax and let the seat recline. And the Lord will take you on a journey just like mine. Looking in the rearview mirror, all my sins are past tense. Living your life without God is destruction. It don't make sense. I'm already convinced that being with the Lord is the right side. How can I ever lose when the Lord is in my ride?
Ride with me, so much sins, yeah. Die for me, blessed, highly favored, how we roll. See the flaming Cadillac door, rolling forward. Jesus, ride for me, because of my sins, yeah. Die for me, blessed, highly favored, how we roll.
I left my problems at the altar so my mind would stay clear. Speaking wisdom to the streets, gangbangers and killers. Pimps, wino, crack addicts, alone with the crack dealers. God's words are written, always spoken by wise men. The Lord ride with me because he forgave me for my sins.
We all done something that's not righteous in God's eyes. Ask for forgiveness, he's hearing a cheerful good inside. His words are sweet when he speaks, that's why I praise him daily. I forgive all my trespassers and haters who try to play me. Speaking to the church and those spiritually out there.
Highly favored, how we roll. We still slamming Cadillac doors, rolling forward. Jesus died for me because of my sins. He died for me. Blessed, highly favored, how we roll. We still slamming Cadillac doors, rolling
Conchita Reyes. She's running for Houston City Council to improve public safety, balance the city budget responsibly, and improve Houston's infrastructure by repairing our roads, bridges, and public transportation systems. Conchita Reyes is endorsed by Adrian Garcia, Judge Lena Hidalgo, and Moms Demand Action. Listen to what former Houston Mayor Anise Parker says about Conchita.
I'm Anise Parker. I'm here today to endorse Conchita Reyes. Public safety, budget, infrastructure, those are her priorities. Because she grew up here in Houston, she understands the needs of the city, she understands the neighborhoods, the communities, and she has a plan to address those major areas. But it's not just about having a plan, it's about what you can do in office. Conchita has the track record, Conchita has the experience, and she has the passion for the job. I'm proud to endorse her for Houston City Council at Large, Position 1.
Parents for Great Schools paid for this political ad.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.